Welcome to the Kildren Podcast. Today we are joined by Sophie Wolfe, Director of Strategic Partnerships at ArtTech Innovations. We'll be discussing the latest in bed bug protection, including ArtTech's groundbreaking new product, BugSense Sentry, and how it can assist in the early and rapid detection of bed bugs. Stay tuned until the end of the podcast for your plus points code. Can you start by giving us an overview of ArtTech Innovation and its mission?
Yeah, sure. So our company, ArtTech Innovation, is based in London. It was originally part of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, which is a university specialising in global health and disease control. Pests, as you know, are extremely important vectors of disease. So effective pest control is core to public health. For every person on this planet, there are a billion insects that transmit 17% of the world's infectious diseases. So we're still affiliated with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, but we're now a separate company. And our mission is to improve lives by innovating the impossible, by harnessing the power of nature and technology and people to create sustainable products and solutions that improve the control of pests and diseases.
And how did the company come to develop BugSense?
So, yeah, that's a great question. We know that bed bugs are on the increase globally. And while they don't transmit diseases, they can be incredibly distressing to those people that are affected by them. Our co-founders, Professor James Logan and Professor Mary Cameron, they've worked with bed bugs for years when they were part of the university and right through to now. And together with their students, they identified a unique combination of odours that are released by bed bugs to attract them to each other. And that is the bed bug aggregation pheromone. So, the thing with bed bugs is they're very cryptic. So a single pregnant female, for example, being introduced to an apartment can turn into a population of several thousands within a few months. And so early detection of bed bugs is key. And this aggregation pheromone really unlocks the key to being able to rapidly detect those. What led us to develop this bug sense? And I think one of the problems sometimes with pheromones is that they can be difficult to store, and so it's quite difficult to make it into a scalable product. But ArtTech Innovation have really taken this kind of academic research and translated that into a product that is not just storable, so it lasts for about 2 years. It is also scalable and stable at room temperature. So that's led us to create BugSense. And then more recently, in the last couple of years, we've been developing this brand new trap that accompanies BugSense. So really combines with the pheromone technology to make a complete solution for rapid detection of bed bugs.
And what are the key features of the new Sentry and Sentry Pro trap?
Yeah, so when we went about designing the BugSense trap, the BugSense Sentry Pro, which is the professional facing brand, or BugSense Sentry, we really went back to the drawing board. So we looked at the pitfalls of the existing products on the market and really thought about the users and what they need. So we had a set list of criteria that we knew that we needed to address. And I can, and the other thing is obviously using our expertise in bed bugs and bed bug behavior. So we wanted to combine all of those into a new product. I can give you some examples of some of the pitfalls and some of the ways we've addressed those. So firstly, a lot of bed bug detectors are considered they're blunt traps, so they rely on bed bugs accidentally walking over them, and that can take weeks sometimes to find a bed bug that way. So it takes time. That's fine if you've got that time, but if you want to rapidly detect bed bugs, then you need to use a pheromone. So the BugSense Sentry Pro actively attracts the bed bugs into the trap by slowly releasing this patented lure that mimics the bed bug aggregation pheromone, meaning that it can detect bed bugs fast and at low-level infestations. Secondly, so I've got another example. Many traps struggle to detect bedbugs. The reason why sometimes is because they can't catch them. So bedbugs are really good at avoiding glue. So they might walk across, put a couple of their front foot on the glue, and realise that that's something that they don't want to walk in. So in our trap, we've actually put the glue on the ceiling, so bedbugs will walk into the trap and then they'll get caught on their backs. Thirdly, a lot of traps aren't discreet, and so there's some hesitancy in hotels, for example, to use them. So we've really designed the Sentry Pro to be super slim and versatile. So it will even fit underneath a divan bed. But it can also be orientated vertically and go behind a headboard, for example. And I think finally, obviously, cost is key. So although there are many cheap, short-life disposable traps on the market, sometimes they can be a false economy. So if you're going to be using a product over a year and you're a pest controller, for example, then actually, BugSense Sentry Pro, so the lure lasts for 3 months and the trap itself is reusable and portable. So over the course of a year, it'll be very cost-effective.
Great. So it's described as using a novel scent technology. Can you explain how this works and how it was developed?
Yeah. So the smell released by bedbugs is made up of different volatile chemicals. So as you know, insects use those odours as cues. So they will follow those odours. It might be an odour to attract them to the food source. So that might be, they might be attracted to humans via a human odour. But they're also then, when they seek a refuge, when they go and hide, they're attracted to the bedbug aggregation pheromone. Once we identified what those chemicals were and what that fingerprint was, we then had to formulate that into a slow release product that released that odor consistently in the right fingerprint over time. I think the other thing that's key about odor technology and how it works, the way that insects find something via odor is they go from their antennae, pick up an odor, and then they will follow that odour upstream. And when I say upstream, it's from a low concentration of odour to a high concentration of odour. And that's how they find the source. So when they pick up the scent of this pheromone, which is volatile, they will then track that pheromone upstream until they find the source of it, which is in the Sentry Pro trap.
When you were designing and developing the trap, what challenges did you face trying to achieve that?
One of the probably the most difficult things in terms of the trap design was actually identifying a glue that was the right consistency. So there's a whole range of glue boards that are obviously available on the market for different species. It needed to be really quite sticky so that the bedbugs at all stages could get stuck, and happily we've achieved that. So our product will, you know, trap first instar nymphs right through to adults, males, females, fed, unfed.
So in what ways do the BugSense Sentry Pro and Sentry devices help pest controllers and homeowners, and how do they contribute to better bedbug management?
Yeah, so when it comes to, I guess, pest control in general, understanding the problem is key, isn't it? So first of all, I suppose you could think about this as a three-pronged attack, and BugSense helps you with each of those prongs. So the first one is obviously having a confidence in the presence of bedbugs in the first place. And I know that's quite straightforward when the infestation is high, but when there's just a... When you do an inspection, you can't actually find a bedbug, but you've got somebody complaining of bites. It's not possible really to do a treatment without knowing what the problem is. So in that scenario, you could, for example, give the homeowner a trap, one of these BugSense Sentry Pros, to use for a few days. And so even though you weren't able to find the bed bugs on initial inspection, it's quite possible that if there are bed bugs, then our trap will pick them up. And then that will lead to the pest control obviously then being able to provide a treatment and a service to that person. I think the other thing is, so say, for example, an infestation's been found in a hotel or potentially a block, then perimeter monitoring around that known infestation is also really key. So detecting and searching for bed bugs in those rooms above, below, and all the way around can take a really long period of time. And you can miss infestations. And so it could take days, for example, to actually go in and check all of those rooms. But with this product, you can use it for that perimeter monitoring, put those devices in place, say, for example, on a Friday, and come back on the Monday, check all the traps, and you have a really good picture of the bedbug infestation in that building. And then you'll be able to respond effectively. And that will really help contribute to effective bedbug management, because you'll prevent that reinfestation happening, and you'll also have happier customers. So then finally, there's actually not finally, this is only secondly, post-treatment efficacy. So once you've done a treatment and you need to check that it's been effective, then so I would recommend removing this trap during treatment, especially if it's an insecticide, you don't want insecticide going onto the trap, and then replace it after the treatment, after the set period of time when people are allowed back in the room, or ask the people to put them there. And then go back and check the traps after a certain period of time. And actually, we've got some really great feedback from a pest controller in the UK here, who has been posting photos, sending us photos of these traps with, even with first instar nymphs. So once the treatment has got the first, you know, the mobile stages of the bed bugs, but haven't necessarily killed the eggs, when they then hatch out, our product will be able to detect them. So yeah, we've been detecting those tiny first instar nymphs. And then finally, proactive monitoring. So once you've got rid of the infestation, particularly I think in a hotel, for example, but also for homeowners that are concerned, then you can have this trap in place, and it will, and as long as you keep checking it, you'll know where, if there isn't, if a new infestation comes. And that allows, A, I think it works really well for the pest controller to provide an effective service to their customers. Also, for that pest controller, you know that you're going to be the company that they call. You're the ones that gave those traps. So I think it's, those three-pronged attack using our product will really help improve bedbug management in general.
Join us again next time for part two. Your plus points code today is BUG. That's Bravo Unicorn Golf. See you next time.